This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The presidential campaigns, the ones that are left anyway, have put New Hampshire firmly in the rearview mirror and are moving on to the next states up in the electoral calendar, South Carolina and Nevada. Before he got on his plane last night, though, Donald Trump gave a victory speech, as he earned, and in which he said, among other things, this.
I think one of the things that really caught on, it's very important, self-funding my campaign. Everybody.
Nicholas Confessori had a story in the New York Times just the other day about Mr. Trump and his campaign finances, so we got him on the phone. Nick, it's good to talk to you again.
It's good to be here, Kai.
That claim that he is self-funded is not entirely true.
That's right. You know, the average self-funder will donate to their own campaign as much money as they need to run for president. And under the law, you can donate as much as you want to your own campaign. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is doing something a bit different. First of all, almost all the money of his that's in the campaign is money he loaned the campaign. Donald Trump actually gets a fair amount of money from grassroots donors who are sending in checks or buying those hats and T-shirts mm-hmm. that make America great again, hats and T-shirts. And when you actually look at the total amount his campaign has spent, what you realize is that half of it is covered by those small donors, and a quarter of it is money he's actually paying back to his own companies for services rendered.
There is, to a certain degree, what he's doing. He's moving money from one pocket to the other, basically.
That's right. So the way Trump is doing it, which is legal, by the way, is mm-hmm. he bills his, or rather his companies bill him for those services. So when a person is borrowed from the Trump Organization to go work on the campaign pays the Trump Organization for that person's time. But where does that money come from? It comes from Donald Trump in large part. So essentially, the $2.7 million of his campaign spending that went to his own companies is really coming out of his left pocket and then going back into his right pocket.
So spitball it for me now as we go to South Carolina, Nevada, and Super Tuesday and all the rest of them. Does this spending pattern hold with him, or does the dynamic of the economics of the politics then change?
Well, it's a great question, and we said this in our story, that you could look at his cash flow at the very end of 2015, which is when we last have information for. What we were seeing was that his expenditures to companies he did not own himself were actually rising very rapidly. They doubled between August and November. So one theory here, Kai, is that he started out in the campaign as a lark for himself.
Right.
It wasn't costing him much because of the free media. People were buying all those hats, and he was winning and leading. And then all of a sudden, it got serious. He began to lead for so long that it began to seem possible that he could actually win the nomination. And it may be that sometime late last year and in the last month, he began to step it up, and his campaign began to look and resemble more of a traditional campaign with traditional spending. So it could be changing.
Hmm. Nick Confessori is a political reporter at the New York Times. Nick, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, by the way, Hillary Clinton and her ties to Wall Street. Also, how Bernie Sanders is going to pay for all that stuff he's promising.